Nebraska News Service.
It's Saturday at the Nebraska Humane Society Meadow in Omaha. Yappy Pack Dog Playgroup is underway.
It's so much fun. Look at all the different breeds you have out there. We have purebreds like the poodles and the St. Bernards and the Great Danes. And then we have a Mastiff that comes and a Great Pyrenees and a Newfoundland. They're pretty big, but they're so cute playing with the little dogs.
Ann Talty helps run admission. Dog owners can pay for single two-hour sessions or purchase a punch card with admission for 11 visits. Thursday night sessions begin in April and run until October, while Saturday morning sessions go year-round. 100% of the organization's profits are donated to the Humane Society's Dog Walk fundraiser in September. Group volunteers estimate Yappy Pack raises a total of $30,000 to $40,000 each year and over $500,000 of lifetime fundraising since the group's inception 17 years ago. So what makes Yappy Pack different from a regular dog park? Volunteers like Ann's daughter Gina are one reason why. She and her miniature poodle Brooklyn have been attending for nearly 6 years.
We kind of monitor everything that's going around, and we learn about the dog's body language, and we try to prevent fights rather than just breaking them up. And at dog parks, you don't have those volunteers.
Volunteers inform owners of all the Yappy Pack rules on their first visit. A three-strike rule exists for dogs who are too aggressive, and owners are asked to stay off their phones and remain aware of their surroundings and their dog's behavior. Lastly, all owners need to show their dogs are up to date on all vaccinations.
So that's what's a little bit different about a dog park. You never know what you're getting into there. The dogs may not have shots, and they all have them here. I actually broke up a dog fight, and I got a cut on my hand, and I didn't have to worry about having, you know, getting rabies shots or anything like that because I knew it was safe here.
Weekly playgroups aren't the only way Yappy Pack raises money. Volunteers bake dog treats made with all human-grade ingredients, create dog toys, snuffle balls, snuffle mats, and even cat toys like Ann's catnip donuts. Then they sell those items at craft fairs throughout Omaha. Ann said she spends a majority of her time each week volunteering for Yappy Pack.
I'm 78 years old. I can't do much of anything, but I can give my time, and that's what makes a difference in the world.
Gina said Yappy Pack is a community in which dog owners get to know each other as well as their pets. Dog birthdays are celebrated with a cake made with dog-friendly ingredients, and owners bring kiddie pools and sprinklers for their canines during the hot summer months. Ed Farrow, his wife, and their Cocker Spaniel Riley have been coming to Yappy Pack for the last 2 years. They've experienced the community of the group firsthand. Farrow started taking pictures of each week's events for his wife after a broken leg kept her from attending Yappy Pack. Before he knew it, he had become the photographer for the group's Facebook page. Farrow has also seen how he and his fellow dog owners supported each other through tragedy when one of the group's regular attendees unexpectedly passed away.
The group decided to put a collection together, and we actually got a collection together to buy a brick in his honor that'll get put into the Nebraska Humane Society sidewalk.
That's the type of behavior that Perot believes defines Yappy Pack.
The regulars and even some of the newbies, we're a close group. You know, we kind of look out for each other. Everybody's looking out for all the dogs.
Reporting for Nebraska News Service, I'm Grant Hansen.